Hi, I'm E.G. Cassidy, and welcome to another edition of Healing Points with Cassidy. This is Series 2, Episode Number 9, and the title to today's episode is Childhood Defense Mechanisms. So, I've encountered quite a few people, recently even, that carried their childhood defense mechanisms into their adult life. But what they don't seem to understand is that those defense mechanisms are not really working very well as an adult. I did it. I did it with quite a few different childhood defense mechanisms and had to begin to recognize them and then let go of them and learn new emotional tools to put in their place. So I'm going to give you a few examples of what I'm talking about. And the first one is a really, really popular childhood defense mechanism, and it's lying. Lying to get out of trouble. How many of you lied to your parents to get out of trouble to save your ass? I mean, I know I did. I didn't do it a lot because I was terrified of my parents, but I know as I got older, especially when I was a teenager, I lied to get out of trouble or to get my way or to get to go somewhere or whatever, and it did work. If you had abusive parents, you probably did it often to try to keep from getting beat or getting sexually abused or whatever the sadistic consequence was going to be that they used to punish you. Now, you know, that worked well to save our ass as kids, but it's just not going to work well as an adult. And I'm going to tell you why lying's not going to work well as an adult. Because number one, when you lie to people, it breaks the bonds of trust. And it's hard to have a relationship without that as the basis for it. The second thing, which I think is the funniest thing, is that people typically know when you're lying. I know when I'm being lied to. Even if I don't confront the person about it, I know when somebody's lying to me. So whether you know it or not, if you're lying to people all the time, they know. They do know. Number three, you can't maintain a healthy relationship when lying. You know, basis for any healthy relationship is trust. Number four, people just don't respect you. You know, it's kind of like crying wolf. You cry wolf so many times and nobody's going to believe you after a while. So think about if you use lying as a child as a defense mechanism, and if you're still doing it and you brought it into your adult life and you haven't changed that habit, think about if it's serving you or not. If it's not serving you, start making a conscious effort to change it. Here's a few other childhood defense mechanisms that I've seen and or have done. Playing helpless. Now, I didn't play helpless, but I've seen a lot of women that like to play helpless when it comes to performing certain tasks. They want a man to save them, and that's always great and fun at the beginning of the relationship, but after a while, men get tired of saving women. You know, it's after a while, get up off your ass and do something. And I've seen women that do that as well. Bullying is another big one. I mean, when you're a kid, if you're bigger than everybody on the playground and you bully them, that might work. When you get up into adult life, bullying doesn't really work very well anymore because everybody's grown. emotional avoidance, that's another big one that I did as a child and brought into my adult life, is avoiding people emotionally. I've learned how to get over that and not do that any longer, but I did it for a very long time. Putting up emotional walls, which is just another form of emotional avoidance. Did that one for years and years and years. And you can't love when you're putting up emotional walls. You can't love people properly or let them love you even. Isolating to avoid people, another big one I did as a child, which does not work well as an adult because we have to go out into the world and work and interact with people, and we cannot stay isolated. It's not healthy to stay isolated all the time. So pay attention to your defense mechanisms. Start consciously thinking about them and looking at your behavior patterns and decide if those are healthy behavior patterns and if you want to keep them around, and if they're working or not working. And you may want to think about discarding some of those old defense mechanisms and acquiring new emotional tools, which this podcast and video series is a great place for you to acquire those emotional tools. Tune into the podcast. It's and Time to Heal with Cassidy and Craig, time with the number two. You can catch me on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, all of them, all the major social media places. I am E.G. Cassidy. I hope this has helped you today to become a better person and to have a better emotional, healthy emotional life. Thank you very much for joining me.